We are Karen and Kids, and
we are the children of God.
Great is the love the Father has given us,
that we should be called the children of God.
And that is what we are.
We lift our voice and sing praises to the King.
So join us as we learn about God
and as we sing and celebrate.
Hallelujah.
We are the children of God.
Welcome to Karen and Kids.
The angel proclaimed, "For unto us a child is born, in the city of David, a Savior, which is Christ the Lord."
A choir of heavenly hosts sang, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace and goodwill to all."
We have waited for this holy night to hear the news of His birth. We have waited for this holy night for peace to fill the earth.
For unto us a child was born, they heard the angels sing. For unto us a child was born, hear the Christmas bells ring.
And love and joy will fill the hearts of all who do believe.
For unto us a child was born, they heard the angels sing. For unto us a child was born, hear the Christmas bells ring.
As we approach Christmas this year, we'll hear a lot about angels. We'll decorate our homes with angels in their beautiful robes with glittering gold halos. Let's study God's Word to learn about them.
Hebrews 1:14 says, "All angels are ministering spirits sent to serve those who will inherit salvation."
Psalm 148 says, "Praise Him, all His angels. Praise Him, all His heavenly hosts. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for He commanded and they were created."
Angels protect God's people.
Psalm 91:11 says, "For He will command His angels concerning you to guard you in all your ways."
Angels punish God's enemies. In the book of Acts chapter 12, we learn that an angel struck King Herod down and killed him because Herod did not give praise to God.
Angels are not to be worshipped.
In the book of Revelation chapter 19, as the disciple John was getting ready to fall at the feet of an angel to worship him, the angel said,
"Do not do it. I am a fellow servant with you and your brothers." Angels bring messages from God.
When Jesus was born, God used angels to bring His message and to celebrate the birth of His Son.
God sent the angel Gabriel to Mary.
The angel said to her, "Greetings to you who are highly favored. The Lord is with you."
Mary was troubled and wondered what kind of greeting this could be. Then the angel said, "Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God.
You will be with child and give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus.
He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High.
The Lord will give him the throne of his father David.
And his kingdom will never end."
"How will this be?" said Mary.
The angel answered, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you. The Holy One to be born to you will be called the Son of God."
Nothing is impossible with God.
"I am the Lord's servant," Mary answered.
My heart praises you, Lord.
He has remembered me. His name is holy, and He chose me. His name is mighty God, and He chose me.
An angel also visited Joseph, Mary's husband-to-be.
An angel of the Lord came to Joseph in a dream.
And the angel said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit.
She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins."
What did you notice from both of these angelic visits, Jess?
The angels brought news from God. They both talked about how Jesus was going to be born.
They both said not to fear.
The angels gave glory to God.
Glory to God, that's right. And God's angels also brought a message to the shepherds to celebrate the birth of Jesus. And the first words they said were, "Do not be afraid." You think you would be afraid if you saw angels in the sky or angels coming to you while you were sleeping?
Yes.
How do you think you would feel?
I would feel like confused and like afraid on what it's like. What did I do wrong?
Okay.
I was going to say, I would feel like I had done something. Oh no, God's going to punish me.
Okay, because sometimes from the Old Testament, that's when angels came, right? To bring, you know, discipline to the people. Yeah.
If he was asking me to do something hard, I might be scared.
That's right. But the first thing the angel said was, "Fear not," because they wanted to comfort them.
In the book of Luke, chapter 2, we can read about the angels who brought God's news to the shepherds.
An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified.
But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people.
Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you.
He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you.
You will find the baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger."
Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly hosts appeared with the angel, praising God and saying,
"Glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace to men on whom His favor rests."
Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain, that Jesus Christ was born. Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain.
God sent his son to save us.
Ding dong merrily on high, a gift to all he gave us.
Angels never draw attention to themselves.
They do God's work and give praise to Him alone.
We can read more about angels in the book of Psalms.
Psalm 91 says, "If you make the Most High your dwelling, then no harm will befall you.
For He will command His angels concerning you to guard you in all your ways."
God's angels will watch over you and protect you because you put your faith in Jesus. They rejoice when you serve and love the Lord. Remember the woman who had 10 coins and she lost the 1 coin? She searched and searched her house until she found the coin, and then she called her friends and said, "Rejoice with me, for I have found my lost coin." In the same way, Jesus said, there's rejoicing in the presence of angels of God over one sinner who repents. Angels are watching over you and rejoice when you turn away from doing wrong. Kaya, will you pray for us?
Sure. Dear Father, thank you for loving us. You sent your Son Jesus to save us. You gave your Holy Spirit to live within us and guide us. And you created angels to watch over and protect us. We can look to you for all that we need. We can trust that you will always be there for us. We want to work hard for you, Lord, to know you more, to love you the way Jesus loved you. In your Son's holy name we pray. Amen.
Thanks so much for joining us today.
As you get ready for Christmas this year, learn more about Jesus.
Read your Bible and pray.
A tiny baby.
The Son of God.
Born in a lowly manger.
Who grew up to be the King of Kings.
A child who made the angels sing.
And the heavens rejoice.
Was born for you.
And remember, God is with us, Emmanuel.
And God's angels are watching over us.
Make the Most High your dwelling place.
Put your faith in Him.
See you next time.
We have lots of music and programs that you can share with your family and friends. Visit us online at www.karenandkids.com or give us a call at 1-800-527-5522.